Mike, how long does it take to get a feel for just the personality of a rookie class when it comes together?
Well, I would say it takes a while to get a feel for any class, but I'll just share what I shared with this particular group. It's a special group of men, just really, you know, what they've done in their, you know, collegiate careers, and just to earn opportunity to compete in the National Football League is real credit to them. And, you know, with this rookie orientation camp, there's always a number of things you're trying to accomplish. You know, you're continuing your evaluation phase, particularly for our personnel department. Coaching-wise, we're really starting a process of how to practice the Green Bay Packer way and getting them acclimated to the things that are expected of them, both professionally and personally on every front. So these two practices and really these 2 days, and I probably say this each and every year standing here, it's a joy. It's the energy that these guys bring to the table is remarkable. So it's something I've always appreciated, and it's great to be part of, and this group is no different. So I thought the practice today, there's a ton of energy. No matter how you try to avoid it, you still have some guys cramping. You know, you got the travel, the traveling of yesterday, the anxiety of a, you know, new opportunity, and all the things that go with it. So, but I thought the work today was really good, and we'll have excellent tape to go through with these guys here at 2:30.
What can you tell us about Vince Beagle and what happened to him?
Vince Beagle, and really, we had a couple guys. We had nothing major happen today. Had some minor things, and Vince's is minor in nature.
Mike, is that the case with Yancey too? It looked like he dropped off just with a cramp.
Yeah, there's, you know, there was nothing of serious nature.
When you you come in here every year, and we always ask you, well, what'd you think of this guy? What'd you think of this guy? And you always say,
yeah, it's year 12, so we graduated from that, and we're all better at doing this orientation camp, and looking forward to the higher level of questions.
So. I can't guarantee that. But what are you watching when you're out there? What can you kind of give us the rookie orientation camp through your eyes as you're watching the practices, what you're looking for and what you are kind of trying to get a view of?
Watching a lot of things. Really watching them in the meetings, watching the way they interact, talking to Doug Collins, Matt Klein, Danny Mock. What were they like getting off the plane, how they interacted in the cafeteria. You know, everybody has a way of doing things. Obviously, they're all very talented. They wouldn't be here. You're looking for fit. So you're looking at the person. You know, when you get to the practice field, particularly paying close attention to the triad players because you haven't seen those guys. But, you know, you have a clear understanding of your draft picks and the free agents that you've already signed the contract. So watching just their skill level, you know, how they interact. And really seeing the trying to get a feel for the ceiling because, you know, as a coach, you always want to see how far you can take and help develop a player. So, and really the biggest thing for myself and the coaching staff is really getting them acclimated to how we practice, you know, what we need to do. And because, you know, the big jump is when they step on the field, you know, in 2 weeks with the rest of the football team. So you want to make sure that transition is as smooth as possible. So that's really – at the end of it is the biggest thing you need to come out of these two practices. And as I stand here today, and I'm sure I'll feel this way tomorrow, they will make a big jump from today to tomorrow because that's been consistent each year, and this group has that same kind of energy. So I anticipate that will happen also.
Mike, what's the concern if that transition to when they start practicing with veterans is not a smooth one? How can that set you back if you guys can't?
It's not going to be smooth. I mean, it's never smooth. I mean, I think that's why they call it a transition. So it's a process. You know, it's really while we're here. It's as far as, you know, because it's a transition really for our current players. You know, each and every year is different. We'll do some things a little differently this year than we've done last year. So everybody will have to adjust to that. But that's why this whole off-season program is so important because this is really where you start to develop your football team. So we'll be working through that with everybody, and these young guys will, you know, they'll just keep working and they'll catch up at some point.
How much of the combine, you get a chance to talk a lot of prospects. You might become members of your team. What's it like when that transition down to meet players and prospects becoming your guys and you get to
It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome to meet a young man at the combine, watch him go through the process. You know, really the number of visits that we have coming in here, we sign a number of those guys each and every year. But it's really cool when you see him in the green and gold. You see him in that first meeting, and they look good. They look the way they're supposed to look. And so it's a really cool process to go through. And I would say that they enjoy it also. We have the videotape that we show these guys. It's on the history and the tradition of the Green Bay Packers. It goes, you know, way back to the beginning and all the way through. And then we incorporate, you know, their pictures, their mug shots into the end of it too. So it's that's a neat moment, and that's kind of a threshold where, you know, we're making it loud and clear the opportunity that these guys have. And we're talking about all of them too. We're talking about the Triad players. We're talking about the rookie free agents. The numbers speak for themselves. I go through the whole statistical breakdown of how our team was built last year, how our team was built the Super Bowl year, the number of free agents that made the team, that played in the game, and really how the whole league is structured. So, and really the fact that one out of three players is in a National Football League is a free agent at some point. So it's really making it loud and clear the opportunity that every single one of these guys has in front of them and maxing it out here over these 2.5 days.
How much are you and the staff able to learn about some of the tryout guys before they get here versus maybe the undrafted guys?
Well, I mean, it's really a credit to our personnel department, and that's really why it takes the whole week, really till you get to the team meeting on Thursday night, because, you know, you have the physical part, and we had some young men that, you know, it's probably a blessing that didn't work out for them, and, you know, some just going through the process. So once you really settle in on the 56, I think it was guys that it comes down to, you lock in, and that's why, you know, last night and really the morning meetings are important. You can particularly find out as much as you can about these triad guys.
Mike, how much challenge does Ben Sermons have in just the upcoming weeks, since his room is, you know, you have like one veteran and
It's a unique challenge. I mean, I think you can look at it from both sides of the perspective. Obviously, inexperience is very high. You know, Ty Montgomery is your veteran halfback, and you know, he made a transition last year. So, you know, you look at, you know, Ripkowski and the importance that he's going to play in that room. But the other side of it too is that to have the competition between, you know, three, four players that all arrive at the same year. That's unique, and that's something that will stick with those guys, you know, particularly this year. So that's something that you could build off of. That's something that is motivation within the room that's not normal. So I think that'll be a benefit.
A few more, please.
Mike, you mentioned the video that you show incorporating the rookies' pictures. I'm sure that gives them goosebumps, but after all these years, do you goosebumps when it's not to see their reaction and
Yes, it still gives me goosebumps. I'm going to get emotional talking about it, so I'm going to stop right now. So that was a joke, but it does give me goosebumps. I mean, it does. But
speaking of emotions, I mean, a kid like Beagle who grew up, I mean, it's a little bit like Aberderis, the whole background. I mean, do you have to sit him down and say, hey, look, you don't have to try to be anything you're not. Don't try to do anything. Just because you're a Wisconsin kid, you grew up here, do you have to acclimate him to that part of this whole process?
Well, I think it really points to the individual. You know Vince? No. Okay. I think he's going to be fine. You know, he drove here. He's the first one here. He sat in the front row, so he's off to a great start. I think he's going to be fine.
So with this format, besides it giving the chance for the rookies and the undrafted guys to just focus on themselves and worry about Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews on the other side of the locker room, this is also a great weekend for your position coaches to get to know these guys, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great weekend all the way around. It's a great weekend for these rookies to come in and get acclimated to, you know, how we do things. You know, football's football. I understand that, but everybody's a little different. It's just going through all the little things, you know, really where they're going to live, how to get to work, and just how's your day start. Because at the end of the day, it's a new experience. They're nervous, and they should be nervous. That's a good thing. It means it's important to them. So you eliminate that anxiety and get them comfortable and get them into a routine. Because so much of what we do here is about routine and growing the team dynamics. And every year is a new year. So it's a great weekend for these young men. It's a great weekend for the coaching staff because we get to start incorporating new things. We, you know, worked on two new drills today that, you know, we'll get to work with it today, tomorrow, and that'll be ready for when we get to go in the OTAs with the whole team. So there's so many benefits from it. It's great for our personnel staff to finally get their hands on these guys that they've been studying for, you know, particularly this last year. And it's great for our support staff because you start those relationships. And at the end of the day, it's about developing the man. Each and every one of these young men have a great opportunity, and we're fortunate to have the resources, experience, and really do everything we can to develop these young men and develop the man, because with that, they'll be a better player.
Hey, Mike, I'm sure in the 12 years you've found the sweet spot of just how much playbook to give these guys for these practices. How long did it take you to find it, and how much is there? Because you want them to be able to show what they can do, but also not have their heads swung.
Well, that's a good point. If you remember, we used to go 3 days in early years, so we obviously did more. But you know, less is always better. So we don't do as much as we have in the past, and it's more about, you know, less volume of the scheme, but really focusing on the particulars of the fundamentals and just getting the foundation down and base concepts, because everything comes off of that. So. Yeah, I don't know how long it's taken us, but it's clearly not as high as it used to be.